For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Vacation starts with VA. Whether you're feeling beachy, mountainy, or every-y in between, you'll find all that you love all in one trip to Virginia. Start yours at virginia.org.
The Knicks are working out a number of different prospects in preparation for this year's draft. However, according to multiple NBA insiders, they confirmed that one prospect is linked to the Knicks more than anyone else, and it's Ryan Dunn. We're going to break down these latest reports and why Dunn is the perfect fit for the Knicks if they're able to select them with one of their first round picks. We're going to break down all of this and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now and make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. Knicks prospect Ryan Dunn is considered the best wing defender in the draft. As multiple reports already confirm, the Knicks are looking to trade their picks in order to get an impactful player or a star player on this team. But if they can't do that, they're definitely going to look to draft. And there are a number of players that they could draft with one of their first round picks. But all of the reports, if you're looking consistently week after week, have Ryan Dunn, one of the best wing defenders out of Virginia, linked to the Knicks. And this is now coming from ESPN's Jeremy Wu, who gives us the following updates about the Knicks and their connection to Dunn and why he feels Dunn would be the best defender for the Knicks to draft right now. But before we get to Jeremy Wu's comments, let's take a look at the following comments from a few other NBA insiders. According to Sam Vecenie of The Athletic, he stated the following about Dunn. He's the best wing defender I've evaluated in a long time. Chris Persiani also said the following about the Knicks and their interest in Ryan Dunn. The New York Knicks have access to better intel on Ryan Dunn than maybe any other NBA team right now. If I'm the Knicks, the number one thing I'm doing in this year's draft, if I'm looking to draft a player, is I'm looking to add a rookie that can help fill the void, that I can actually utilize, that I can actually play, that can come in and can contribute, can play right away. If you look at a lot of players around the draft right now, you could make the argument that Ryan Dunn is probably one of the better players that is available and ready to play right now if he was drafted for the Knicks. That is very important because the Knicks are a contending team. Since that's the case, they need to add players that are low cost that can have an impact, and Dunn clearly can have an impact for the Knicks if they draft him. Getting to ESPN Jeremy Wu's comments, he stated the following. Two of the most recent NBA mock drafts both have Ryan Dunn projected to be picked by the New York Knicks, though with two different selections. Jonathan Wasserman of Bleacher Report posted a mock draft on Monday that has Dunn going number 24 overall to the Knicks. Yesterday, ESPN's Jonathan Givney and Jeremy Wu released their latest mock draft, and they projected that the Knicks would select Dunn with the number 25 pick overall in the first round. Once again, the Knicks are picking at the number 24 pick, the number 25 pick, and the number 38 pick in the second round of next week's draft. So clearly, Ryan Dunn is one of the best wing defenders in the entire draft. And we also understand that many NBA insiders expect the Knicks to draft him with one of their first round picks if he's available when they're drafting. That's great and all, but what about his fit? What is it about his style of play that makes him such a great fit for the Knicks? Well, thanks to Jeremy Wu of ESPN, he helps to break that down as well too. Here's what Wu had to say on ESPN about Dunn and his fit with the Knicks. The Knicks are among the teams believed to be the highest on Dunn long-term due to his defensive versatility and knack for creating turnovers and blocking shots on the wing. His poor jump shooting and wavering confidence as a scorer will be something he'll have to work and overcome. But he has showcased his strengths on the workout circuit and has left room for optimism around his long-term chances for offensive growth. So if you were wondering why one of the best wing defenders was projected to drop to number 24 and number 25, I hope now you have your answer. It's his offense. On offense, he is a liability. He really can't shoot that well. He is a project, and the Knicks are going to have to develop him on that side of the ball. But defensively, he is ready to play right now under Tom Thibodeau. And his instincts defensively are going to get better each and every season as he plays for Tom Thibodeau. This is what we're talking about here. We're talking about the right fit. Somebody who can come in right now and can contribute. Ryan Dunn can do that. And if we're talking about offense, honestly, as a rookie, how many touches do you think he's going to get anyways? 2, 3 maybe when he's playing with Jalen Brunson and Julius Randle? If he's coming off the bench, he's playing with Dante DiVincenzo and Josh Hart. Maybe some other players as well too, because again, the Knicks are likely going to add role players and they're likely going to add a star player to this team this offseason. They have all the assets to do so. They're not in a rush and they want to make sure they make the right moves. And one of the ways to do that is to draft well. Because I said it earlier, if you draft well, you get a player that can help.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwood1.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Tribute right away. He's low cost and he can help you now and in the future. If you build his value all the way up, and let's say it doesn't work out down the road, you could potentially trade him for another asset and other significant picks. That's something the Knicks need to think about. It's always about the future, how you can help yourself today and later on. Drafting, especially drafting players that you're going to utilize, that's the way to do it. It looks like Leon Rose in this Knicks front office is doing just that. They're focused and locked in on players that can help fill the void, come in right now and have an impact right away, contribute right away, because the Knicks are in win now mode. We are a contender right now. Making the right moves makes us a contender for the NBA Finals. Ryan Dunn, if available at number 24 or number 25, the Knicks need to bite the bullet. They need to draft him, and they need to worry about his offensive game later and think about all the benefits that his defensive game can give the Knicks right now, especially under head coach Tom Thibodeau. For me, it's the perfect fit. If he's available, the Knicks need to draft him. Now, of course, there are going to be some players that slide and drop. And if that happens, that's why the Knicks have 2 first-round picks back-to-back. If that's the case, and a player that they thought wouldn't drop has dropped, they can use one of their picks to draft Dunn and their other pick to draft that player that dropped. Because if that happens, they can look around the league, see what other teams want that other player, and that's where they can get a trade started. They can get another impactful player from that type of trade and still get more assets because of it. That's how you think about the future. And if I know Leon Rose, that's exactly what he's going to do. Also, one thing that people shouldn't overlook, that number 38 pick. I think the Knicks are going to grab a very impactful player in a quote-unquote weak draft this year. They're going to try to get something substantial at that draft selection. And I think they're going to be able to do it. Because if you look at the Knicks and their track record with second-round picks, they have done very well with those selections. And in weak drafts, they're likely going to do very good. I can't wait to see what happens during draft night, because draft night sets everything off. Once we see what the Knicks do on draft night, it's going to tell us everything moving forward for this offseason. Who they're going to re-sign, who they're going to let go of, who they're going to trade, who they're going to try to utilize to try to get a superstar or an all-star player on this team. The Knicks are focused and locked in right now. They know their window of opportunity to win a championship is only a few years. Since you understand that as an organization, you need to make the right moves to contribute to that. Drafting well does that. Adding the right stars and making the right moves. Leon Rose and this Knicks front office has been building toward this offseason for the past 4 years. We were waiting to get ourselves in this position where we have all of our first round picks, these protected picks, the right contracts, the right players. Every single thing we need is in place for this moment. All we need to do now is do exactly what we've been doing for the last few seasons. Remain patient and wait for that star that we were waiting for, that we covet, that we want on this team, that completes this roster to become available. That's all Leon Rose is doing right now. He's biding his time and he's waiting for that star to emerge. And once available, he is pouncing, throwing every single asset he has available to get that star on this team. And that's why I'm excited for this offseason, because the Knicks have literally never been in a position like this before. We have every single asset available to us to make a major trade happen. When healthy, this roster can go potentially all the way to the Eastern Conference Finals. If we add the right superstar to this team, we are locked in to go to the NBA Finals each and every year. We're this close to that goal. This close to that dream. Leon Rose, he is not going to let us down. That move that you've been waiting for, that I've been waiting for, that collectively all of New York has been waiting for, is happening this offseason. Mark my words, Leon Rose, he will not let us down. Trust in Leon and he'll take you there. Remember when we needed the best wing that we could have available? Guess who we have now? OG Anunoby. Trust in Leon. He's going to get us that other piece. That's our final piece that we need to take the Knicks over the next level and get us all the way to the NBA Finals. But what about you guys? What do you think about these latest reports indicating that the Knicks are linked to one of the best wing defenders in the draft in Ryan Dunn? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below, and of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knick fans. Peace.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.